Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. I am so happy because I get to spend time with Rob Hallberg. He is the sales and marketing manager at Benedictine Senior Living Regina. And what a great place that is. Rob, how have you been?
Hello, friend. Long time no chat.
Well, not that long. I see you out and about. You just need to say hi to me. When we run into each other in public, don't go the opposite way, Rob. Say hello to me.
I did that one time. Okay, I didn't see you coming. You're never going to let me live it down. I see
exactly.
How you are.
Didn't That's you fun. Hear me, though? That's what people always say. I didn't see you, but I heard you.
What?
Anyway, how goes it, my friend?
It goes well, Mo. Thank you. It's been a crazy last couple weeks with Easter, construction, planning the senior expo. It just seems like it doesn't end. And that's okay.
That's totally
okay. It keeps me out of trouble.
Well, not only that, but it's so fun for all of your residents. Rob, for people that don't know much about Benedictine Senior Living Regina, would you be so kind as to tell us about all the different levels of care that you offer
Absolutely.
Under one roof?
Yeah, I'd like to say that we're kind of a one-stop shop for everything you need, because a person can come in completely independent where the only thing that they're doing is getting meals from us, which is included in the rent, but otherwise they do everything else for themselves. And then maybe they start needing some assistance. Maybe it's medication, maybe it's dressing, what have you. So then they can move into an assisted living while still staying in their own apartment. Our goal is to keep people in their apartments for as long as humanly possible and to keep them as independent as long as humanly possible. Then once someone maybe progresses, maybe they need memory care. We're blessed that we have two different memory care units, our Tabita and our Pauline units. We're one of the few facilities in the area that actually has an advanced memory care unit. So that's pretty special to have here. And then connected to us, we also have our long-term care facility, our skilled nursing facility, and also a transitional care unit. Plus, there's that big place called the hospital that's right down the hallway, so that's always good.
And when you talked about your memory care, not all dementias are the same. And so the fact that you are able to distinguish between the two and then make it seamless for the patient and for the family if they need to progress to additional care, is that correct?
Having the two different types, most people, they don't go from assisted to all of a sudden to our Pauline unit, the advanced one. Usually there is the transition like you're talking about. And it's neat because the rooms in our assisted living, for the most part, mirror a lot of the rooms in our memory care unit. So if we have someone that we're kind of keeping an eye on, we try to match them up if possible. So that way it's less traumatic when we move someone into a new environment. The families will come in, they'll set up the room for the person just like they had it set up. It's just kind of a seamless transition into the memory care.
It's pretty nice for families and for your residents.
It really is. And to have that ability, not everyone has that, and it's really a testament to what we're trying to do as a facility in terms of taking care of our residents, that we've really tried to map out almost 2 to 3 steps ahead in a lot of cases, especially with someone that has more memory issues. We can add services to kind of keep them in their apartments for as long as possible until they're ready to move into the memory care. And sometimes once dementia kind of rears its ugly head, it's a kind of a quick move into Tabita if there's any fear of elopement or anything like that.
Rob, tell us about your apartments, what they're like, because they're not all the same, I understand.
So we have several different variations. So we have our independent / assisted living wing, which is studios, 1 bedrooms, 2 bedrooms. And then we have a floor that's more assisted. They're a little bit smaller because it actually used to be the original senior apartments and original nursing home for Regina when it was built back in 65. So they have kind of a more clinical feel, but for people that are having a hard time walking or needing a lot more care, being able to have basically be on top of the dining room and all the activities areas makes life so much easier for a resident who's having mobility issues. So that's really neat. And in our memory care units in Tabita, we have studios, 1 bedrooms. We have a 2 bedroom in there. We've had husband and wife teams that have lived in there where one needed services, the other didn't. Our Pauline unit is much like our third floor, the more assisted, so there's smaller rooms. But at that level of the dementia, it's a case where less truly is more, less stimulation, less things for someone to trip on, less areas to get quote-unquote lost in, because it's kind of a straight shot, one hallway type of deal. So that's a really nice bonus for when someone gets into that stage of the dementia journey.
You know, it really sounds like you are providing dignity also to people every step of the way. And that's so awesome.
You know, we really try to have people age gracefully. Does it always work? No. But it really is something we strive for, to try to keep them in their apartments as long as humanly possible and to not make them feel like, we got to move you. Because, you know, you had one incident. Well, one incident doesn't make or break anything. But we look to see what can we do to help aid that person as they're going through their different aging journey. And it's not always dementia. You know, sometimes it's a case where our body just breaks down and we're blessed to have the skilled nursing facility or nursing home, as people still call it, right connected to our campus. It's another added blessing and bonus.
And then, as you mentioned, to have the hospital really basically down a hallway in case there is additional care that's needed right away, that is,
oh my gosh,
peace of mind for people.
Oh, it's a huge selling point for people. I joke with families that all we do is we just push them down the hallway really hard and they bounce off the walls and they end up in the emergency room.
Rob.
And then they start laughing. I'm like, no, I'm just kidding. We don't do that anymore. We got in trouble. But it's all about having fun with families. Sometimes you need to make some jokes just kind of break the tension, because it's a hard time for families when they're looking to go into a facility for their loved one. There's so many uncertainties. And that's really why our Senior Expo that we have coming up is so important for families to attend, because it really kind of helps answer some of those questions ahead of time. You know, we really would like for people to be more proactive versus reactive. And we've all been there in our lives with loved ones where it's like, oh my gosh, now they need all this help. What do I do? Well, that's what the Senior Expo is there to help with. Plus ourselves here at the facility, we try to hold hands with the families and kind of walk through the journey with them, because we don't want them to feel like they're alone.
Well, let's talk about the Senior Expo coming up. And I know we talked about it a little bit ago, but you are continuing to refine it and add new vendors. And you told me you're getting so large that you might be in more than one room. Tell us all about that.
Yeah, so on May 8th from 5 to 7 at the Tilden Community Center, we'll be having our Hastings Senior Expo, which is a free event for everyone that comes in. And it's not just for seniors that are maybe looking to move into an assisted living. It's also for people that are maybe a couple years down the line, but they're interested to see what kind of recreational opportunities are available. We'll have the Hastings Pickleball Association there. Hastings Parks and Recs will be there to talk about their Thursday concert series, talking about all the different trails that we have. There's just so many options. It's not just when we say senior, you know, moving mom or dad into an assisted living. No, it's about what resources are available to us as we all age. Because unfortunately, you know, Father Time always wins. At some point in time, we're going to need different services. There's financial planning. There's hospice group. There's a group called Capitel, which has devices to help people be able to have telephones with the larger screens and the voice operated. So that's exciting. The Alzheimer's Association will be there. Hastings Family Service, Leading Age Minnesota, Cycling Without Age Group was going to be there again this year. So just a lot of awesome things. And last year we were in the gym, but we've gotten to the point now where we've actually expanded into two rooms. And my partners in crime, we've been trying to map out who's going to go where and who we can pair next to each other. And so everybody feels like they're a part of the fun and the festivities. So we're super excited. And we're also working on all the branding pieces. City of Hastings has partnered with us, the Center of Communications, the Chamber of Commerce. So we're really trying to make this event as huge as possible and bring in not just those seniors, like I said, but also their families as well, to be able to help support mom and dad or an aunt and uncle, as the case might be, to walk through hand in hand through this journey of aging.
Rob, it really sounds like a wonderful event and another kind of one-stop shopping.
It really is. We like to make it everything convenient for people if possible. But it is. Like you said, we can bring you in, show you, introduce you to a financial planner. And Maybe you guys can start talking about the future. Maybe you want to talk about Alzheimer's because it runs in your family. There's the Alzheimer's Association. Hey, what kind of activities does the Y have going on? Well, ask the Y, they'll be there. We've tried to think about as many different options as possible for people, for them to be able to reach out for information on.
Wonderful event. And again, give the date and time, please.
Again, that's May 8th from 5 to 7 at the Tilden Community Center. And it is a free event for all members of the community. We'll also have door prizes and do some drawings for people. So be on the lookout.
Rob, it really sounds like a wonderful event. And I know it's a lot to put together, but thank you so much for doing that. It's going to benefit a lot of people in our community. And I also like how you are representing one of the senior living places in Hastings, but there will be others there as well.
Oh, absolutely. Hastings Senior Health and Living will be there. Oak Ridge Assisted Living will be there. It's a case of we tried to not have just one of each type of genre of or walk of life of business.
That's great.
You know, we really want to have several of each because it has to be about decisions. And for people that are looking to move into an assisted living, I always tell families, go look at three or four different facilities. And they look at me like I'm, you know, I have two heads, but it has to be the right fit, not just for the person that's moving in, but also for the family as well, because you're entrusting a facility to take care of your loved one. And if you walk into a facility and you're like, it's one of those things where you got to kind of trust your gut sometimes and see what else is out there. And I worry when families go, nope, this is the only place we're going. I appreciate that, but I would still recommend you go to another facility, check it out. So it's one of those things where when we all do well, we all do well. So,
Rob, let's also talk about your facility and some of the enhancements that are going on. I know that you are in the middle of a big construction project. Tell us about that.
Oh, is it done yet? this has been such an experience. So for those that don't know, that don't listen to the radio program, for years we have partnered with the hospital to get all of the food for our residents in the assisted living, independent, the memory cares, the long-term care, transitional care. All the food is produced by the hospital, and it's been an absolutely amazing partnership. But we decided to build our own kitchen where we'll be controlling the chaos. And we're super excited just for the possibilities that it might open up. You know, maybe we could do a dinner theater some night and bring in a big TV and have maitre d's and seating all the people and watch a musical on the big screen TV. Just something that a la Chan has in dinner theaters. But it has been a process. And thank goodness that we've had the mild winter that we've had, because the construction crews have just been able to just keep on chugging along. So we're hoping, knocking on wood right now, that we'll be up and running middle of June, maybe early part of July. But I've opened up another number of restaurants in my life, and well, you never know what curveball is sitting there waiting for you, so we'll see what happens. But our culinary director actually starts on Thursday. He comes to us with a wealth of experience, so we're super jazzed to have him join the team. One, our environmental services director actually knows him, has worked with him for a number of years, and he spoke just glowingly of him. So I'm super excited to meet him and get to work with him.
Rob, that really sounds like that is a very important position. So congrats that you have that filled. That's great.
It is crucial to the success of your facility. You know, if you were kicking out horrible food, no one's going to want to live here. So it's a balancing act of trying new things plus keeping, you know, the traditionals and being able to work with all the different types of diets that are out there. There's so many different types of diets, it's not even funny. And it can be a lot to manage and a lot to juggle. But we're super excited, and we think we got a great candidate. So
that's awesome, Rob. Congrats to you on that as well. So we're heading into real spring, I think, finally. And does that change the mood of your residents? Are they able to maybe sit on your patios and get outside a little bit more? What does that look like?
Yeah, a week or two ago when we were at like almost 70 degrees, residents in our memory care units all went out and had lemonade. out on the patios and enjoying the sunshine. It was gorgeous. But yeah, absolutely. We're getting to the point where we're going to start planting flowers soon and just bringing that color back. Because it's always so drab and dreary when you go through the winter, even when you had one as mild as we had. It just gets a little bit of excitement in the air, knowing that planting season's coming up and we're going to start doing the biking again with the cycling without age and just things like that just starts to get the residents get their engines revved and rip-roaring ready to go. So we had a beautiful Easter service at the Tritium, and it was amazing to see how many residents and family members came for each service on the Thursday, Friday, and Saturday of the Easter week. And Karen, our service director, Leif, our chaplain, and Deacon McCumber did such an amazing job, as they do every year. The opportunities that we have here at Regina are so special when you compare to other facilities. To have the gorgeous chapel that we do, and to be able to have different members of the pastoral community being able to come in and do ecumenical services, doing Catholic services, what have you, really trying to meet everybody where they live. Not every facility has that option. And it's another one of those things that really just makes us a little bit special, in my opinion, but I'm biased. So,
Rob, I know that a lot of your work there gets done by paid staff, but you also always are looking for volunteers. Is that correct?
Yes, and April is actually volunteer month.
Oh.
So if people are interested in volunteering, we would love to have you. Even if you can only do one day a week for 2 hours, perfect. We'd love to have you. So if you're interested, give Sandra, who is our wellness director, a call at 651-404-7949, or just stop in the facility and ask for either Sandra or ask for Rob, and we'll get you set up and on the path to volunteerism. And it's not just adults that we get volunteers from. We have a lot of kids from like National Honor Society that are looking for hours, and they'll come in, they'll do different things with the residents. So it's a neat kind of mix of having older volunteers and younger. So it's pretty cool.
It's great to know. Rob, so good to chat with you and hear about Benedict and Senior Living Regina. Anything else you want to tell our listeners?
Just I hope we can see everybody at the expo on the 8th from 5 to 7. We'd love to chat with you about possibilities. And if you have any concerns or if you have a loved one that is looking to move in and you're not quite sure where to start, give me a call at 651-404-7947, and we can kind of talk through those first initial steps and get you pointed in the right direction.
Great advice. Thank you, Rob. Rob Hallberg is the sales and marketing manager for Benedict and Senior Living at Regina, and you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.